this Aztec TV, they'll be able to see me and know me and be able to approach me and tell me what they want, and I'll be able to serve my constituents.
All right, thanks, Darren. Now on our third question. Many executives of associate students have come from the Greek community in the past. Do you think this has a more positive or negative effect on student representation here on campus, and why?
All right, well, that's a good question. I'm myself from the Greek community. I think that the Greek community does have a lot to offer. In general, I think that leaders do come out of those organizations, and I think that itself is a positive. However, one negative that I do see out of it is that I feel that students that are in the position that are not in the Greek community, that maybe feel intimidated or they don't have the same opportunities, they feel in a way such as that, and I don't want to ostracize that community in any way, shape, or form, just because everyone should have an equal opportunity to be a leader on this campus and have their voice heard. One way, I guess, to combat that, and one thing that I'd like to do in my chair, is to really reach out, especially to the commuter students. I was born and raised in San Diego. I know what it's like to not be living on this campus. I know what it's like to not have that opportunity to be in the dorms. I have a lot of friends. In fact, the majority of the people where I'm from are in that situation. And so one of the things I'd like to do is really reach out to those students and make sure that their voices are heard and they have the opportunity to be leaders on this campus in the same way that the Greek community is as well.
Thank you. Hi, Joe. Many executives and associate students have come from the Greek community in the past. Do you think this is a more positive or negative effect on student representation here on campus, and why?
Could you read that question a little slower, please?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, I got it. We're good.
Okay. Thanks, Joe. Thanks.
You know, I think that in principle, the Greek system is a great system, and it offers a sense of community to individuals coming out of high school, leaving home for the first time, to have a network of friends and to build them to be something greater. I feel, though, that the Greek system is a very small system. It's a minority representation of this campus. And I also believe that there's a strong negative stigma associated with the Greek system. I think that having an overwhelming number of representatives being Greek is probably, I know it was for me, off-putting in wanting to get involved with the student government and what's going on campus. I mean, if you feel that one organization that is a minority on this campus is controlling everything, then what can you change? And I believe that by leveling the playing field, by coming out and getting more people involved and showing them there's good reason to be involved, that we really can make an effective change.
Thanks, Joe. All right, Darren, do you want to repeat the question? Okay. Many executives of associate students have come from the Greek community in the past. Do you think this has a more positive or negative effect on student representation here on campus, and why?
As a former fraternity president, I think that Greek community is a very positive thing on this campus. I believe it gives students the tools to be successful and to make lifetime connections with people that they wouldn't have come in contact with if they would not have joined the organization. That being said, going back to my goals, is leadership development. I think that if we create these leadership programs where we can develop young leaders outside and inside the Greek community, we'll be able to reach people that aren't only in the Greek community. There's leaders out there that aren't in the Greek community that can make a change on this campus. And, you know, it's just a matter of seeking them out. I think that with these leadership programs, we will be able to find these people and be able to, you know, give them the tools necessary to be successful, because I think the benefit of a Greek community and, you know, being in a fraternity or sorority is, you know, the people that are, you know, have the positions on campus, and they kind of teach you and tell you what you need to do. So the people that aren't in the Greek community don't know these people because they don't have these connections. So as a leadership program that I would develop, I would, you know, seek out these non-Greeks, show them the way, and tell them, you know, these are the tools you need, this is the confidence you need to hold these positions, and you can do it.
Thanks. These are vice presidential candidates. One more time.
Didn't you say that was a fourth question?
Oh, that's right. Thanks, Joe. Of the 34,000 students on our campus, no more than a few thousand vote during AS elections. What do you have to say to the students who do not vote? Why does this election stand out in importance against the rest?
All right, well, I'm actually really glad that you asked that question. I think it is extremely important for you to vote this year for a few reasons here. I'll list them off. First off, in this July, I believe July 2nd, we're going to have a new president at this university. And as you guys know, President Weber has done an excellent job of establishing shared governance between us, associated students. And if there is one thing that we do in this term, is to build a new relationship with this new president and make sure he knows that the voice of the students is important and that listening to us is what is in his best interest and that our goals and what we want to do as students is continued and maintained. In addition to that, one of the other reasons to get out and vote is to support candidates that will effectively help us transition out of this new student union center. We have a new one that's going to be built, should be completed in approximately 2 years. However, in the meantime, there's going to be a lot of discomfort, to say the least, with a lot of the organizations on campus, a lot of the students, with the construction that's going to be going on. And it's important to have a candidate that knows exactly what's going on with how everyone is going to be relocated and to where, and to make sure that that information is effectively communicated. And other than that, or those two, I should say, are the two biggest reasons why you should get out and vote, because your convenience and your experience on campus is at stake. And this year is a huge pivot, is a pivotal point in making sure that you guys continue to be, or to have the college experience that you guys want to have.
Yeah. Jeff Ford, everyone. All right, Joe, of the 34,000 students on our campus, no more than a few thousand vote during AS elections. What do you have to say to the students who do not vote? Why does this election stand out in importance against the rest?
You know, democracy. Look, this AS government is here to represent the student body, and you don't have to be in college, but you want to be here. I mean, I know McDonald's is hiring, but none of us want that for ourselves. So if you're going to be here, at least involve yourself to the ends of making sure that you're being represented. Back to the question about Greek. If you have primarily Greek and AS, how is the rest of the student body being represented? And I feel that in an executive position, it's important that the candidates not only have the knowledge, intellect, and familiarity with the bylaws and how AS works, but also has the fortitude to stand up for the students at large. Now, I've lived a bit. I've been through a lot of things, but I'm no politician. I've got no social alignment. I have no special interests. I'm a guy just going to school, trying to get my degree and do something better with my life. And while I'm doing that, I want to come back and effectively represent my fellow students. I will always hold myself to the highest level of integrity. And my first priority and my first commitment will always be to my fellow Aztecs. I came as a transfer from the military, much older than most students, and I never felt any sense of pride for this campus upon my arrival. But after a year and a half of being here and getting to know the people around me, being a part of the show, you know, doing these things, I love San Diego State University. And I want to do what I can to support you. My name is Joe Stewart. And listen, after this is done, join me for a beer at Louis, all right?
Thanks, Joe. Joe Stewart, everybody. Sharon, of the 34,000 students on our campus, no more than a few thousand vote during AS elections. What do you have to say to the students who do not vote? Why does this election stand out in importance against the rest?
I think this election is very important because of the transition year with the new president coming in. We need to make an impression on this new president that SDSU cares about our campus and that we have pride as being Aztecs. If we are able to establish this relationship, San Diego State will continue on its rise through the levels of institutions and universities. Our recent success in scholastics and in athletics has pushed us into the national spotlight. And I think that something phenomenal is going to happen here on the Mesa. And I think that if students start to care and start to vote for who they want to be in office and start having their voices heard, things like the budget cuts, things like, you know, leaders that are running unopposed will stop because people will start to show that they care. Last year, only 2,300 students voted on a 35,000 person campus. This is something I find very unacceptable. And, you know, I will do my best to get everyone that can to vote, whether it's for me or not, because, you know, this is a democratic country and it's important that you have your voice heard. I was actually having a conversation with a guy in one of my finance classes. He's from Nepal. And we just started talking about AS. And one thing he was talking about, he's like, well, I don't know why people don't vote. You know, I'm from Nepal and people live on less than $1 a day. I come here and people won't even vote, and you know, we don't even have universities there. So, you know, I just wanted you to keep that in mind, that we take this university for granted. This is a great university. It's got multiple resources for you. And, you know, I'm going to be here for you. I want to be your resource. So please vote for me, Darren Ruiz.
Thanks, Darren. He's your vice presidential candidate.